Hello, everyone.
Hey, Curtis. How are you doing, bud?
I'm good. I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Hey. Sorry for your loss.
I got to tell you, it was a very, very tough loss. My wife battled cancer for 3 full years, and she was such a pretty, attractive woman who did not look her age of 61 at all. Most people say she looked like she was in her late 40s, but it was a battle, and I'm the guy that was the caregiver, and we brought hospice in, and finally, her body just gave out, and transitioned, and so it was a bitter pill for me to swallow after 40 years of marriage.
Wow. We're sorry about that.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you so much. Tough loss. This was, we were on a journey. We met in San Diego and moved up to San Francisco when I didn't have a penny to my name to start my career as a financial advisor. On to Washington, D.C. for 3.5 years. Then on to Ann Arbor, Michigan for 4.5 years, down to Florida for 4 years, and then up to Princeton, New Jersey, and then a job in New York, and then, Northern Jersey, and then back to California. So, this woman stuck with me through thick and thin.
Well, boy, that's tough. That's quite a lot of moving. Holy cow. Was a lot of that with Merrill Lynch, or just was it different entities?
It was all with Merrill Lynch. I had 8 different promotions, and so that's why I'm able to take the collective wisdom, not just in my interactions with you, but other FAs like you, and try that to bear on what we're trying to achieve in our business relationship. So I had one job where I was the chief of staff for the chairman and the president of the firm, working for Dave Kamansky and Herb Allison. So, I can bring a little bit of a strategic direction to our relationship, and, I'm excited to be able to do that. So, but I'm going to put one foot in front of the other as I recover. The first, 2 or 3 weeks, it was hard for me to just have a conversation like this without getting choked up. But now, I know that she's in a better place, and I'm feeling, very good and excited, to be working with you all. So.
Yeah, thanks, Curtis. That's good to hear.
Okay.
We're moving along here, and it's been a couple months since we spoke, but we've got half everybody. We've got the calls have started. Agendas are being sent out. Executive summaries are done. We're building folders for people.
Good.
Yeah, so we're making some progress. We have a couple of observations and questions and.
Okay. Well, let's get into it first with your agenda. I think there's several things that we want to continue to try to accomplish without getting you overwhelmed. But the first is, tell me about your successes. Tell me about your frustrations and or challenges as you kind of marshal through Supernova. And I will take a few notes.
Okay. Jeremy, you want to?
I guess what we'll start with frustrations.
Okay.
There's certainly people that are, I don't know what word I want to use. They are not too crazy about scheduling time during the workday.
Okay.
So we have people, we're starting to schedule. We have, not a lot, but a couple people that are like after, work.
5:30, 4:30.
Yeah, because that's kind of what, so,
go ahead, Jeremy.
And then we have, you know, right now the schedule's kind of spread out over every day, and, you know, just kind of the way people want to schedule, you know, you have the day, the flow of the day isn't really kind of how we, I guess I imagined it. You know, instead
right.
of being like my calls 8:30 to 11, we have calls basically spread out from 8:30 in the morning till 5:30 at night.
Yeah, and that's
okay.
probably, you know, Curtis, I'm thinking that I've left it open-ended to people that they could choose whatever time that suits them.
Right.
And maybe that's probably not the best way to do it, but here's the thing. And,
okay.
and maybe this would be something that we could do. You know, because Jeremy and I were talking 20 minutes ago about, you know, it's really kind of frenetic and not very
right.
consistent. But because we only have half the people scheduled and some people are dragging their feet on this, maybe we come back to them and say, here are your three choices. Choose one of these three and then start to refine it a little bit. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think giving people options and choices are also very good. Now, here's a suggestion. Try not to let people think, because see, when you don't talk to them very often, they're thinking that the same hour-long conversations are going to take place.
Correct.
So why don't you start with a 15-minute call, okay? And make that, look, it's just for 15 minutes. It's a touch-base call. Can you free up 15 minutes in your day? And, of course, everybody can free up 15, possibly even 20 minutes in the course of the day, okay? Now, they can do 15 minutes prior to lunch, 15 minutes after lunch, 15 minutes during lunch, or 15 minutes first thing in the morning, okay?
Yeah.
So push for a 15-minute touch-base call.
Okay.
I think
because
that you'll find that...
There's some people that say, well, you know, these are going to be, you know, these are going to be long. There's a lot. I haven't really been emphatic about, it's 15 minutes, max.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
And then at the end of 15 minutes, say, look, our 15 minutes is up. I'm happy to cut our call short, but if you'd like to take an extra 10, it's okay by me, okay? So block out your half hour, okay, but make the call 15 minutes. And then ask them, you know, well, look, our 15 minutes is up. We obviously have more to talk about. I can shift that to the agenda for our next call, or I can spend an extra 10 minutes speaking with you. What would you like? What would you prefer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they will appreciate that. They'll be appreciating that you think that their time is valuable, that you don't want to unnecessarily throw agendas at them that they aren't ready for. And see, that's the other corollary to your call. Get the agenda in their hands so that they know the topics of discussion, they're prepared, they're ready to talk about them, and tell them, look, bear with me for a period of 60 to 90 days. That's three calls, okay? Three calls.
Yeah.
So that you begin to get them in the habit and the expectation of seeing your agenda, seeing the executive summary after the call, and this is a concierge service. All right. So, if I make an appointment to get my car service, okay, the dealer wants an appointment, okay? I can't just do a drop-by, okay, because they're busy, they're scheduled, and they want to treat me like I'm a king when I get there. Okay, your CPA is going to do the same thing. You can't just do a drop-by, hey, I thought I'd stop by and get my taxes done today. Are you free? You can't do it with the dentist. you know, hey, happen to be in the area. How about a cleaning today? You know, it almost sounds kind of funny that people would manipulate your time without, you know, having an appointment. But what happens is we train these clients, you know, to basically interrupt us, play phone tag, and reduce the amount of quality time that we can spend with them.
Mm-hmm.
You see where I'm going with this?
Right. And I agree with the training side of it, because Terry took this book over from a gentleman that was just basically like, hey, come into the office and sit down and bullshit with me all you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? And
what happens at the end of the day, you look up and you say, oh boy, I've only talked to three people and I'm exhausted.
Right.
I want to make this fun for you. I want you to have more control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. So that was really the thing that, you know, was probably top of our list is, you know, we've got people kind of scattered at different places, and we need to tighten that up. But we're only halfway through the schedule, so we'll do that. Now, the successes.
Okay.
People love the calls. You know, the calls that I've had so far are great. I'm really, really good at, when I hang up the phone, the executive summary goes out. You know, I type it up immediately. We have it set up on a template that...
Fantastic.
You know,
perfect.
Yeah, and Jeremy is putting them in their folders. For, you know, the fact that when I have a physical meeting with them, I'm going to take the folders to them with their information already put in there for them.
Okay.
And
they have a folder too, right?
Right. Right.
Okay.
So that's the one I'm selling right now.
Okay.
Not all of them have their own folders yet. We have them created here.
Yeah, we've created them here. Jeremy has created all the folders. And what I'm going to do is just deliver them when I have an on-site meeting. The agendas, because I think Jeremy wants to send them out like at the beginning of the week, right?
I'm sending the next week's out at the beginning of the trial week. So I send a batch basically Monday through Friday of the next week. I send out on Monday,
which means the question is, because it's supposed to be 5 days prior, but if it's a Monday email with a Friday call, that means it's maybe 10 days. Can we live with that?
Yeah, you've got to have some lead time to get the practice organized, okay? So the first couple of months is going to be spent getting people their folders, beginning to launch your concierge practice, okay? Mm-hmm. So it's going to take you a few months to get this done. So we're implementing these strategies over a period of time. Now, one of the things that somebody asked me the other day, they said, look, do you have a script for this? And I'm going to just kind of recite kind of the script and the model. I just started literally typing it up this morning, so I'm not even done. But it says, look, hi, Bill. Thanks for taking my call this afternoon. I wanted to make you aware of a few changes we're making to our practice to provide the optimum level of service to our clients. We've been working with an executive consultant in this regard. We want to deliver what we term as a concierge level of service to our clients. Now, let me briefly explain what I mean by that. Each client that we work with will receive 12 proactive contacts per year. Four of those contacts will be portfolio reviews, two will be in person, and two will be reviews will be by telephone. Devin will be responsible for making sure that the meetings are scheduled and that the reminders go out in a timely manner. Additionally, each client will have a roadmap or financial plan that will be a guidepost to make sure we're on track with your goals. We will also make sure that this is an intergenerational plan that follows or is coordinated with your overall strategy. Mm-hmm. Now, and you know, you may get some questions in the midst of this, and so you would handle them. The calls are not transactional in nature, but to make you aware of our full platform of services and how they may fit in your overall plan. Because of this level of service, we are modifying how we contact and schedule our clients. I will continue to be responsible for overall strategy decisions for the clients and our team. Maria will have primary contact for you and will serve as the primary touch point for all activities associated with our relationship. Should the need arise, I will make myself available to you. And this is about how you make the handoff. And then I'm going to go through and kind of create some objections. You know, why the change now? We're reorganizing client-facing responsibilities to competent members of our team, and we want to make sure that we execute on the concierge level of service. Okay? Now, we'll insert this 15 minutes, maybe a touch-base call. We might insert the one-hour quick response to your problems. Okay? So that's where I'm going with this. How does that kind of in general sound to you?
That's good. You know, it's I think it's just something that we have to. It's been a little. I haven't. You know, there's been some people that I haven't maybe communicated exactly what we're doing in the right way. But people say, well, I don't know if I really need this, or I don't know if it's too much, or you know, Jeremy, weigh in on this. But you know, there has been some. Not much, but there's been some, like, well, do we really, you know, you've always given us good service, so why are we doing this now?
I guess, Curtis, some of this is, you know, where we're at, there's some people around here that tend to be hermits. I mean, for lack of a better word. You know what I mean? Right. And so their idea of contact,
they tend to be what now? They tend to be what now? I didn't quite get that.
Hermits.
Yeah, they...
Okay.
So, they tend to not really want to be contacted a lot. They want to do it on their terms.
Right.
And I think that, you know, some of this may be overwhelming those people.
Okay.
So
you would respond... So let me give you your response. So your response is... If at any point in time, once our notification goes out, you would not like to have this call, we'll shift it to the next month. No problem. Just let us know in advance. Okay?
Right. And that's
but
kind
I
of
want
like
you to control the calendar and the schedule.
Right. And that's kind of like what we were talking about earlier is, hey, listen, if we just get the people to commit to doing it for the first 90 days to where we get a financial plan done, 90% of those people are going to just get accustomed to it enough that they're going to want to continue. You know,
exactly.
We may have a few people that are like, hey, listen, I want to be called quarterly. But, like, we can still keep them on a monthly schedule. We'll just have them canceled, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you know, that's it. These are touch-based calls. And I'm going to tell you, and you know this, you will have plenty to talk about because the markets are in a constant period of change. You got new product developments. You got rebalancing. You got economic overview. You've got all of the things that came out of the financial plan, all of the non-urgent items that haven't even been discussed yet.
Well, you know, exactly. And what happens is when you start to have these conversations with people, it leads to them saying, well, you know what, I really wanted to kind of think about doing some chair. This is a situation that happened. You know, I was texting a client, set him up for calls. You know, I said, we're going to start on this date. And I said, let's talk about, you know, such and such. And then he texted me back a day later and said, you know, I really want to think about charitable, looking at charitable, setting up charitable trusts and things like that. And I said, well, I think that's perfect for our next call, you know, in November.
Right.
And then he texts me back and he's like, well, I don't want to wait that long. So it's like...
Yeah, I mean, see, that's perfect because look, sometimes those kinds of issues will come up, but they may
yeah.
not be a part of your agenda. But once you start creating this 18-month agenda of topics, they'll begin to understand that it's more than just a transaction. It's you are the protector of their financial lives. And so it's going to get time, but you're so competent at what you do. You will, over time, get over this. Now, the other reason this is important is when you have people, and I would underscore this, when you ask them, how are you valuing what I do for you, Mrs. Jones or Mr. Jones? What do you want to hear? The frequency of contact has, we didn't think it was a big deal, but we've come to find out that it was very important. Number two, we're dealing with topics that present to us some unfinished business that we really need to take care of. And we want to thank you for pointing that out. And you want to maybe hear that in addition to looking at our overall portfolio, you are tying in solutions to problems that we didn't even think about. And we appreciate that. Those are the things that you want to hear. That's the value that you bring. And as sure as you and I are sitting here, nobody's doing all those things.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. You are the leaders that are now your role. You think that, hey, holistic financial planning and doing all this stuff is your role. Well, that's part of your role. But the other part of the unspoken role is that you inspire. You help to motivate people, realize their purpose. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's your purpose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Never
yeah.
think about it like that.
Yeah, okay. And I guess it because these conversations lead to, well, why don't we think about, working on this or doing that? So I think, Curtis, I'd be interested to hear in your experience in working with the teams, we're just getting started with this whole thing. So how batch processing, where we have people, the agendas tend to be the similar topics at different times throughout the years. I'm envisioning that we will get to that at some point, but these are all new calls and people are interested in things, so
right.
some calls might be, a market review, or it might be, let's talk about realized gains and losses, or I have a special project, charitable trust that I want you to work on, or, I need to learn more about, when do I take Social Security, what are the strategies behind that? So it gets to be a bit frenetic on my part, having people, I get the batch processing thing. And I'm just thinking,
that is the batch processing. And what you're doing is you are stimulating people to begin to think that there's some undiscovered business that they need to attend to.
And that's the positive thing about starting up these calls, because the calls, they go well, and we stay to 15 minutes, and it's
right.
just, every call has been a good call, and many of them introduce things, why don't we think about looking in this area or something like that?
So here's the other part of this. Here's the other part of this. Here's the corollary. The corollary is you want people at the end of the call, you just ask a simple question, what did you value on today's call? And write it down, take a note, okay? Now, what you want to do is you want people to write down what they value or to ask you what they value, so that they can provide referrals. See, you don't want people to say, you ought to work with, Terry because he's a great financial advisor. No, you want them to speak to the value that you provide. Terry came in, you know, we didn't even give any thought to a charitable remainder trust until he brought it up. You know, he saved us $20,000 over an 18-month period because we refinanced our mortgage. I mean, Terry looks at problems and finds solutions to dilemmas. This is what I like about working with their team. And so I feel very comfortable in making a personal introduction so that, you know, you can meet Terry for yourself. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's where we're headed. That's how all this becomes related. This is how we're going to build your practice going forward.
So the thing I should finish these calls, like, all right, in summary, you know, now that we're wrapping up, what did you value on this call today? What was is that?
Yeah. Ask them, hey, what did you value today?
Mm-hmm.
And then close it off. Take a note. Hey,
okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And take the note. And pretty soon, what this is going to do is it's going to reinforce your value proposition for your client segments. And you may have more than one value prop. You may have a value prop for healthcare professionals. You may have a value prop for business owners.
Okay.
So I think there's two things we want to try to accomplish in the midst of all this busyness that's going on is we want to attack your business plan and strategy so that we can roll that out in January. Okay? So take a look at the business plan template that I've identified and just kind of go in as a team. Fill in the blanks. If you have any questions, you know, I'm there for you. That's one of the things that I'd like to do. I'd like you to have a business plan as the foundation for your practice going forward. Then what we'll do is we'll tweak it over time. We'll update it over time. So don't look for perfection right now. Just look at your thoughts as a team. Jot them down. Your goals, so on and so forth. And then send me a copy so I can help you through the process.
Okay.
Okay, the second thing that I would like to do, obviously your agenda always comes first. The second thing I'd like to do is I want to help you begin to start to fortify your team. And in that regard, I'd like you to get a hold of the book, either in audio fashion or hard copy.
Okay.
Supernova Advisor Teams.
I have the hard copy.
You have the hard copy. So
yeah.
What I'd like us to do is go through, you know, the first three chapters, and then let's have a discussion. You know, what did we pull out that was relevant to your practice? Okay? And let's go through it.
Okay.
Together. And, you know, let's just, you know, we'll spend a few minutes. We'll talk about your agenda first, and then we'll kind of go to the book, lean on that a little bit, and as kind of a text, a handbook for your practice. And so the three things we'll do, your agenda, okay, that's number one. Number two is your business plan and strategy, make reference. And number three, we'll go through the book to reinforce the concepts that you are embracing.
Mm-hmm.
How's that sound?
Good. I like it. Okay.
So that's what we'll do for the next call. Let's see. How are we doing on time? Okay. So we've done, you know, the 30 minutes. Now, we were talking about successes, frustrations or challenges, client reactions to what you're doing. Have we satisfied the communication on that subject?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I just think that I'd be interested, you know, that when practices start out, is successes and frustrations similar to what people have, Curtis, or...
They run the gamut. You know, sometimes sometimes when I'm dealing with, it's just sometimes it's segmentation. Sometimes, you know, you got a needle, you got to put the thread in the needle on organization. And then, you know, all of a sudden they haven't freed up the facing time to really get into client acquisition, you know, which is really the growth of the practice. That's where we're really trying to go. And so I see the gap. And I also see, you know, in the book, you know, it's the leverage. It's leveraging with other teams that have expertise that you don't have, raising your level of comfort in that regard. It's team dynamics. Sometimes there are team members that get it, but they don't see how, if I get it and I get this stuff done, well, what's really in it for me? We're going to see increased productivity, and that sometimes seems like more work, but how am I going to benefit? And so, you know, team dynamics, the play that has got to come in is who's accountable for what? Is there a lack of trust? And is there team communication? And so we go back to those areas, and that's what the book is about. If I get you into these concepts plus Supernova, you guys are going to be rocking and rolling. I mean, you know, look, I got goals for you guys, but you got your own goals. So your goals matter more than the goal. I want to see you double. I want to see you double your practice. Okay? Now, you may have something else in mind. You may be intimidated by doubling your practice. I don't know. But you may have another goal. You may say, well, look, if we can get 15 or 20% growth, then we're fine. And if we can, you know, do that every year for the next year, 3 or 4 years, we're going to double. So you can be a hare or you can be a tortoise. But just remember that a tortoise never got any place unless he stuck his neck out, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. So that's it. I'm just planting seeds. I'm the guy that's going to give you a little nudge. And, you know, if your targets aren't high enough, I'm going to nudge you to raise them a little bit periodically. And that's why these concepts, are so important, so that you know when the time comes, okay, you know, we added another, you know, 20 relationships. Now we got to rethink, you know, what our targets are. And so, you know, you may bring on another team member at some point. You may raise your targets. Maybe they become $2.5 million at some point. But that's why I'm here. I'm here to help you with that.
Okay.
All right. So
next month, homework assignment, let's go through the first three chapters. The four doesn't count as a chapter, but let's go through the first three chapters of the book.
Okay.
And use the business planning template.
Okay.
And, you know, just go as far as you can, and we'll discuss how far you've gone.
If Curtis, if we want to buy extra copies of the books, is that available on the website?
You know, they're on Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah, you just plug in the title. You can get it on Amazon. And if you are heavy-duty commute, you can do it on Audible and listen. Yeah, the Audible, if you subscribe to Audible, go online to Audible, and it will download the Audible onto your smartphone.
Really?
And the Audible book, I have to say, is outstanding. And they have PDFs on all of the graphics.
Okay. And so this is on Audible's website that you can do this?
Yep, it's on Audible. Okay. So you just go in and you plug in on your Google or something on your smartphone, Audible books, and then it'll take you to Audible and then you can download the book, Supernova Advisor Teams, a Pathway to Excellence by Curtis Brown.
Okay. Okay. Awesome.
Makes sense?
Makes sense to me.
All right,
Curtis. Hey, thanks.
Okay. Well, look, you guys have a great day, and I'll chat with you soon.
Okay,
all right, thank you.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.